This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers on the U.S. Gulf Coast used boats and high-water vehicles Thursday to reach people cut off by floodwaters in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, even as second round of flooding took place along rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. Across southern Alabama and the Florida Panhandle, homeowners and businesses began cleaning up, and officials inspected bridges and highways for safety. A day after Sally rolled through with 105 mile per hour winds, a surge of seawater, and 1 to 2.5 feet of rain in many places before began to break up. China is flexing its military muscle in response to a 3-day visit by U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krach to Taiwan. China, which claims Taiwan as its own territory, issued a stern warning to abandon that meeting. On Friday, China said that it's conducting military exercises near the Taiwan Strait and what it says is its response to the current situation there and to safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity. A defense ministry spokesman told reporters during a briefing that the current efforts between the ruling Democratic Progressive Party of Taiwan and the United States is to cause trouble will lead to a dead end. Joe Biden says Russia will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House. Former vice president said Thursday during a CNN town hall near his hometown that Russia would be facing repercussions for attempting to influence November's vote. He declined to refuse to say exactly how, though.